WSHU, the station you know, trust, and count on, is more relevant than ever. I'm Randy Kaye, All Things Considered host. Your support makes it possible for us to deliver what you need, exactly when you need it, wherever you are. With your help, we tell the stories that matter, connecting the facts and uncovering the truths that keep you informed. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU Public Radio. We're expanding our world together.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. The Trump administration sues New York State over its so-called sanctuary status. NASA officials say they're committed to cooperating with ICE. Senator Murphy speaks out against RFK Jr.'s confirmation to lead HHS, plus the latest from WSHU's Side Hustle series. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Caron. The Trump administration has sued New York State over its green light law. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says it prioritizes, quote, illegal aliens over American citizens. WSHU's Desiree Diorio has more.
The 2019 law allows undocumented immigrants to get a New York State driver's license. Bondi says the part of the law that blocks federal immigration officials from accessing state motor vehicle records is dangerous.
If these great men and women pull over someone and don't have access to their background, they have no idea who they're dealing with.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the green light law does permit DMV access with a judicial warrant. State AG Letitia James says she's ready to defend the law. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
And speaking of New York immigration policy, legal experts say Nassau County's decision to work with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement may be against New York state law. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
The New York Civil Liberties Union says it's offering legal guidance to groups across the state after County Executive Bruce Blakeman's announcement this month. Officials say some Nassau police officers have been sworn in as ICE agents. This lets them detain New Yorkers suspected of civil immigration violations. Federal law identifies people who enter the country illegally in violation of civil law. The NYCLU says under New York state law, police do not have the right to arrest and jail people who violate civil law. They say the matter may ultimately be decided by the courts. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Eversource made more than $800 million in profit last year. WSHU's Isabella Fabo has more on the new earnings report from one of Connecticut's leading utility providers.
Eversource's profit exceeded expectations. So did the company's total revenue for the year, which was more than $11 billion. Eversource has been demanding more rate hikes from the state's Public Utilities Regulatory Association. The company said their credit ratings were downgraded without a rate increase. They also recently sued Pura's chairwoman. State officials have defended Pura. Senator Norm Needleman says the utility company is doing well enough to benefit shareholders, despite their corporate propaganda and lawsuits. Eversource reported a loss of more than $400 million in 2023. Isabella Fabo, WSHU News.
Coming up, the latest from WSHU's Side Hustle series. That and more is ahead.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
We're cutting the WSHU winter fundraiser in half. While we can shorten the pledge drive, we can't lower the amount that we need to raise, and that's why we need your support now. When you give now, it will be matched dollar for dollar, and not only that, you'll be entered to win our Late Night Laughs sweepstakes, two tickets to see John Oliver and Seth Meyers live in New York. Please give now at WSHU.org or call 800-777-9748, and thank you so much for your support.
Breeze Airways added two nonstop flights from Bradley International to Florida and North Carolina this week. The Connecticut Airport Authority's executive director said the new flights to Daytona Beach and Wilmington offer more affordable and convenient travel options.
two Joann Fabrics stores on Long Island are closing in Westbury and West Babylon. The company filed for bankruptcy in January and is closing 500 stores nationwide. After they close, the only remaining Joann Fabric on Long Island will be in Bohemia. Trumbull officials are working on a plan to expand the town's mall this spring. It would include a hotel, office buildings, and housing. Officials say they want to improve the poor reputation of the mall, which has seen violence and theft in recent years. A Newsday analysis shows fewer Long Island school districts have been flagged for poor academic performance in the latest state ratings. The number decreased from 29 to 22. Ratings are based on multiple factors like student attendance, test achievement, and graduation rates. The U.S. Senate has confirmed RFK Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut was one of many Democrats who opposed the nomination.
Senate Democrats knew they didn't have enough votes to stop Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation, but Murphy says it's his party's job to delay the vote and tell Americans why they don't think Kennedy should lead HHS.
Pick somebody else. Find somebody who isn't so enthusiastically going to gut funding for research. Find somebody who doesn't show such affection for conspiracy theories. Find somebody who doesn't blame shootings on treating kids for mental illness.
Murphy says RFK Jr.'s proposed funding cuts at the National Institute of Health could cut $165 million in research funding at the University of Connecticut. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Hustling to keep yourself afloat is hard enough. Hustling for your whole family is another story. For WSHU's Side Hustle, reporter Ada Uzenlar speaks to two artists who've learned to balance life with their craft and their kids.
Eric March is a painter. He uses 7-foot-long canvases to create dense, urban scenes of places that he's lived with his wife Lynn, Brooklyn, Queens, and now New Haven, Connecticut. Lynn Peterson is a modern dancer. She started her own dance company in New York more than 2 decades ago. Between the two of them, they hold about 10 different jobs to keep their heads above water.
I mean, I do web design, web development, graphic design, illustration.
That's Eric.
I spend most of my mornings doing administrative work. Once a week, I'm on faculty. I teach for Choate Rosemary Hall in Wallingford. And so there's a lot of like arrhythmicness to the rhythm, right?
And that's Lynn. Life gets complicated all the time.
It's like you're trying to make a puzzle and the pieces keep changing shape.
Now, add in 2 kids.
It's just the hustle.
It's just the hustle.
It's just the hustle.
Their son Sawyer is 9. Growing up with Eric and Lynn as parents, he says he loves that some of his hobbies are different. He loves to draw and he's gotten into 3D modeling.
I've had a life to entertain myself without screens. And since my parents are artists, I know how to draw. And I get lots of practice because I'm not spending the entire day in front of a TV.
His older brother Silas is into the arts too. He might have a little trouble finishing projects, but his parents support him.
I started like a super soaker like from scratch and I didn't like finish it, but I might have, so it's like useful and kind of fun.
Some depictions of the artist's life don't include kids or even a family. To be an artist is to live without any other attachments. But for most creatives, that's just not reality. People rely on you.
I have to watch how I spend my time because if I don't have the money to pay my rent, like, we're going to get evicted, you know? So it is not a great feeling all the time, but it's like, that's the reality of the situation.
Lynn says there's a specific weight on her as an artist who's also a mother.
So many female-identifying people who are parents do feel like we have to have this choice and that we're somehow making a lesser choice if we're continuing to work rather than take care of our kids. I've never felt like it's a lesser choice.
The two say their family doesn't invalidate their lives as artists. If anything, their passion for what they do is reflected in what their kids love.
People say like, oh, is it such a sacrifice to have kids? And it doesn't feel like a sacrifice. It's like, this is life, man. Like, this is it. I think lots of things are important, and my family is one of them.
Silas and Sawyer became a part of their art, too. Eric has painted his wife and his kids. He has a lot of different subjects, too. But even when his family isn't directly a part of a piece, they show up in his work in subtle ways.
My dad posed for this one. I mean, that's me-ish. I think Silas posed for that one. Lynn posed for this.
Lynn says her family makes her feel grounded in her practice. She runs her dance company, and that means wearing a lot of different hats. But when the time comes to dance, she thinks of her kids.
Being their mom has also helped me remember what's really important in those moments and to let some of that BS go out the window and kind of be like, what would I do if only Silas and Sawyer were in the room right now? And that's all that really matters.
You don't have to roll solo to create. Having a family means more help along the way. Ada Uzenlar, WSHU News.
For the latest news from the Long Island Sound region, you can listen to us on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And whether it's news, classical music, or podcasts like this one, it's all made possible with support from our listeners. So if you like what you hear, you've been with us for a while now, please consider making a donation to WSHU today. All the info on how to do that is there for you on our website. And again, that's WSHU.org. And thank you so much for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.